Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This is your boy, Minister Aaron D. Hubbard, coming to you live from Speak Your Mind Now Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all, it is cold outside. It was snowing earlier here in Rochester, Minnesota, but it stopped, thank God. Had to run out and do some errands. If I got back on the show, I had to push the show back at least 2 hours from 1 to 3. But I'm here now at 8. I'm happy. Actually, I'm going to get fat and happy, but it's all good. Today is going to be part 7 of my I'm an Adult, The Little Boy Is Gone series about myself. And this is called Development of My Spiritual Faith. You know, I thank God for everything he has done in my life. I thank God for the things he allowed me to happen in my life that I can overcome and be more of a watcher. If there were some things last night, I don't even know. I couldn't tell you what happened, but I thank God that it did happen, because if I had gone further in it, it would have probably hurt me in the spiritual side than just being out there trying to deal with it on my own. And so I told the people that were involved, you know, shortly to kick rocks, because I'm not going to be disrespected by any means necessary if I'm not disrespecting you. And I'm trying to figure out what just happened. After I done told the truth, explaining you what happened, then you're going to try to play me for a fool. The devil is a liar. But it's all good, because, you know, I'm not going to worry about silly people. I'm not. And I just thank God for the actually him allowing me to see what could have went down. So my spiritual discernment is getting higher as I grow in Christ. And I thank him for it, because years ago I was not at that point where I am at now. So, but we're going to take a little twist today. I'm going to read a poem to you I wrote last night after all this nonsense went down. Now, I was a poet before I got called in the ministry, and God has given me that same spiritual gift before I got called to preach. And I thank you for everything that I have written thus far. But this poem, I didn't really give it a title, so I'm just going to read it out to you. So if you think about it, you can email me at soifspoken500@gmail.com. So here it is. Hope you enjoy it. I refuse to let people get in my way. If you want to act a fool, I have nothing to say. It amazes me how some grown folks It amazes me how some folks can act selfish. Don't you have the power to block meeting ignorant people? I wish. I'm too old for nonsense. I'm too old for self-centeredness. Thank God it stopped now before it turned into a hot mess. I will not and refuse to cater to your nasty ways. I'm telling you nicely to back off and have a nice day. I may be a nice guy, but don't let that fool you. I'll put you in your place, and then I will school you. You won't respect me, then I won't respect the liar. Thoughts of me worrying about you has already expired. So you do know, and I hope I never see you. See ya. I'm not about to please you or your ways, so bye, Felicia. And I had to tell a lot of folks that in the past 3 weeks, I had to tell them bye, Felicia, because they got on my last nerve about how they're going to treat me. I'm trying to treat them with respect and honor, because if you're going to be treated nicely, then you got to do the same thing for others. But it makes no sense for me to take what you're giving me, which is bull crap, and then to respect you at the same time. That's not going to happen. Another word God says that we should turn it up the cheek. At the same time, he also tells us we don't have to be a doormat for anybody to walk to, for them to walk on. And I just refuse to be a doormat to anybody who disrespects me. I just won't do it. It ain't happening. So I'd rather just let you go now than cuss you out later. I'll let you go now and tell you to be blessed in Jesus' name and let everything go, then get down the line and have this fit about how you treated me, and then knock your block off. I mean, that's just how God has given me growth in this nonsense from years back. I had to check myself and say, hey, why am I attracting stupid people? I mean, what is it? What is it about me that attracts stupidity? What is it about me that attracts nonsense people? And I'm like, I don't know. Today we're going to talk about for a little bit about my development of my spiritual health. And if you want a Bible verse, I got it for you. You can go with me to 2 Peter chapter 1, start at verse 5. But before I do that, I'm gonna give you the song real quick that follows this poem. And I'm going to play it, not the whole thing, just a little bit of it, because there are a certain part in the first few verses I want y'all to hear. Y'all know the song. It's back in the day, back in the early 90s, late 80s, by this guy. He's not a gospel rapper. It's not even gospel. It's rap. Okay, it's gangster rap, you want to put it like that. But the first few verses says a whole thing about me, because I can't say too much because I might give the song title away, so I'm y'all like, what the heck is he saying this for you? But I'm just keeping it real. I am keeping it 100% real, so here we go.
R2, do you think you give me some money to get my hair done?
Smoke your hair right now.
Well, you know I get it done every week, and I need my nails done, too.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't the one to get played like a poop butt. See, I'm from the street, so I know what's up on these silly games that's played by the women. I'm only happy.
There is power in.
Oh my God. No, I did not just do that. I just had a glitch in my system and I did not know. Oh my God. Okay. If y'all didn't hear nothing I said for the past 3.5 minutes, I had said something crazy, not crazy, but something that was decent and in order. And I don't know if you heard the song. You probably did. You did hear that. But what I said after the Ice Cube song, I Ain't the One, I decided to say this, and I'm going to repeat myself, that I am not the one to be played by these women who think they can get over on a brother like me. I'm too nice. I'm too, what's the way to say it? I'm too... I don't know what they feel, so crazy. But I had a lot of women come to me and ask me for money, to buy them stuff, a car. I'm like, where is this coming from? But, you know, me being the person I am from back in the hood, it's like two different people. And I have been saved by grace. I am from the hood. Like I said, I done dirt. I gang banged, sold dope. But I just refuse to let anybody to get advantage of me. So it just is what it is. Take me for who I am and for whose I am. Don't try to get over on me that you can get away with it, because you can't and you won't. But yet, like Ice Cube said, I am not the one. I ain't the one to play like a poop, but I am from the streets and I know what's up. So development of my spiritual health has come a long way from back in the day when I used to be abused by church folks and people who took my ministry for granted and did not use me accordingly. But that's okay, but God said in his word that your gift will make room for you. So we're going to take a small break, and I'm sorry again for having this computer glitch. It just happened about a few minutes ago, but everything is all well and good. All right.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
Tasha Cobbs and Break Every Chain. Let me read it again for emphasis in case I did not hear the verse. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins." Just for a little while, I want to talk about, again, my development of my spiritual health. There have been a lot of times where I would find myself as a young man in different situations. Not necessarily in the wrong place at the wrong time or being in a lot of trouble, but having difficulties in finding my place in ministry. Having a hard time finding my place in God. And God has allowed me to go through certain situations that will make me grow up. That will make me see God for who he is. There was a time I was at this church when I was in probably my early 20s, mid-20s, where the pastor was forcing people to get saved and forcing them to go get baptized. A member of my family got baptized, saved, and Because of that, they kept coming to me, well, when is your time to get this way? Now, let's be clear. You cannot rush anybody to get saved. If Jesus himself didn't do it, what makes you and I think we have the audacity to force anybody else in the gospel? We will only make that person turn away even further. So when I kept being bombarded day after day, week after week, about when you don't get saved, when you don't get baptized, and I kept saying the same thing every week, I'm not ready. And I wasn't. I was still doing my own thing. I was still going where I wanted to go, seeing what I wanted to see, doing what I wanted to do, and be where I want to be. You cannot force me to get saved. If I'm not ready, leave me the hell alone. Let God grow me in his own time. Because at that time, my spiritual wellness was nowhere. It hadn't been planted yet, the seed. And if you have seeds to plant, don't expect a harvest. I just said something. If you don't have any seeds of positivity into a person's life, don't say nothing at all. Let them be. Pray for them. Ask God to cover them in your prayer. Ask God to deliver from all their fears and all their sins. But you and I don't have the power or the audacity to tell folks what they have to do. We all know that we know what we need to do. We are not stupid. But people out there who act like this, who act so high and mighty, they think they're doing God a favor. When you take God's job, you are slapping God in the face and telling him he ain't fast enough. There's a point in time we have to come to grips with reality and let God work in his own way, in their lives, in his own time. So when I was coming up in the church, I would go to church, but I wasn't growing. I would go to Sunday school, but wasn't growing. Until somebody finally woke me up and said, look, I want to teach you something. It's going to edify your spiritual growth. And I'm like, cool, okay, let's do it. I'm down. But that person took the time to be with me, to talk to me, and to tell me that they're praying for me. All the time, I would hear these words, I'm praying for you. I want you to be what you are in God. I want you to obey his commands, but I'm not rushing you. Only God has that power to do what he needs to do in your life in his own time. So when I brought that from that person's teachings, I took with me to a session of learning schedules, if you will, and I got so bombarded with so many accusations about why am I not doing this and why am I doing that, and all kind of nonsense. But little did they know that the seed that was planted in me was starting to grow. And when God said that to make every effort to add to your faith, people were trying to take away my faith, take away who I was not at that time in God. Because I was learning to respect God for who he is and to take him at his word. But there were some demons around me that were trying to do the opposite. Now, I'm not calling them by no demon, but what was inside them, what was demonic. And what questioned me was, how can people love God or praise God, be in church, raising holding hands, saying amen, hallelujah, all this stuff, but you're dogging me out because I'm not where you are? Really? Friend or more, he's an ex-friend, I'll tell you why. Because he came to me one day and he said, you haven't been saved long enough to do what God's called you to do. Now, I'm not talking about preaching. I'm just talking about trying to put my hand to the plow and do what God put in me by helping out, okay? And he also said, you haven't been saved long enough, you hadn't been baptized yet. What does the word say to be baptized to work? What does it say you have to be saved to work? I know a lot of people who are unsaved who are in the church working. That's a good start. And for me to be told them kind of words, it broke my spirit. I looked at that person at a different light, thinking he was a good person, and maybe he was, I don't know, but I took offense to that. And it just so happened to have been said in the church. Now, had it been in the street, he would have heard something from me that was not godly. I'm gonna be clear on that. Because I wasn't always saved. Okay, I have some issues, I still got issues. I thank God for the fact that he has allowed me to shut my mouth when it comes to being disrespectful, because sometimes you don't have to say a word. Let God fight your battles for you. That is very hard for me to do. but be told you haven't been saved long enough, or you haven't been quote unquote Baptist long enough, I was hurt. So I went back and told this person who taught me the worst ways of God, they said, don't listen to such foolishness. Don't listen to what they have to say, because they don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. So I decided, like in verse 8, to possess qualities that was fitting for me, but giving God the glory. And I just refused to be blindsided by such negativity. Oh, my faith in God has grown so much in him. My faith in God has exploded in the past 5 years, from back then to now, maybe even 10, 15. But I thank God for the perseverance that he allowed me to go through, because if he said, if you don't go through these things, how will you ever learn? I shall come out of the fire as pure gold. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in the fire that was heated 7 times hotter than it already was. And the people that put them in the fire, they literally burned up or burned to death. So when King Neb asked the question, I know I put in 3 men, but yo, check this. Who's that 4th man? And one of his henchmen said, that is the Son of Man. And when Jesus was in the fire with them, he delivered them. See, this is the thing. A lot of us want to be out the fire to be delivered. But what if God delivers you in your fire? What if he delivers you in your lion's den or in your brook? God can deliver no matter where you are. Don't wait for the battle's over. Shout right now, because God is going to be who he is anyhow. You and I may not like where we are, but give God the praise anyhow. And check this. You may even hate the people who put you in the fire. Come on now. You may even hate them. But God said, I got you. And the ones who put you in the lion's den, they will get eaten up. The ones who put you in the fire furnace, they will get burned. Don't worry about nothing. You ain't got to check nobody, put them in their place. Let God fight your battles. So when God delivered me from this nonsense of last night, I was so thrilled that God allowed me to get out of it and not waiting to see how it is. See, some of us, we want to wait. I want to see how it is. No, because if you wait, you're going to get the results. So why not have God deliver you out now? I am so grateful and thankful to God that he has placed people in my path who were not good for me. That's just like dating. You're going to meet somebody of the opposite sex. I cannot stress it enough. I'm not many pastor preachers who are going to tell me, I'll marry anybody. I'll marry the same. No, you crazy too. I will not marry a same-sex couple. I don't care how much he offered to pay me. That ain't going down like that. The Bible says that he made male and female, him and her, he and she, opposite sex. Penis and vagina. Come on. Don't get holy on me. Come on now. Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve or even Eva. Adam and Eve. But I thank God that he has placed people in front of me in the dating scene who I thought I liked or wanted to get with or get to know better, they were crazy. Don't get me wrong. These women were playing the part of being a good person at first, the high greeting method, showing their representatives, but they're not showing you the real them. And ladies, it goes back to women and too. They're not showing you the real you. But in my mindset, when I was dealing with this nonsense, I saw some negative things. I said, nope, I can't do this anymore. And I wasn't nasty about it. I said, you know what? From what you have told me and shown me, I'm just going to see you the person that you're supposed to be. I mean, you hurt me this way, you hurt me that way, I forgive you, but you can't tell me you're sorry. You can't tell me you apologize. So I'm not really supposed to be any further than this now. We can't even be friends. Which is not really a bad thing, because there are some folks in life who you can't be friends. You can't take everybody with you. Because when God explores your ministry or your life or whatever, in case you certain levels in Him, there are certain folks that cannot go with you, including family. God would have to get us by ourselves so He can elevate us in Him. So we put the spirit in Miss Kyle's voice and not break every chain. Yeah, you have to break relationships, break off some friendships, dating ships. That's a word now. And sometimes God will have you by yourself to talk with you. Because the last 2 weeks, I had talked to God on certain occasions. I'm like, God, I don't know what's going on. Can you help me on this situation? I'm getting frustrated. And God says, let me show you the way to go. Let me show you the way to go. I'm at Jackson 5. But don't be upset when God takes you places and your friends and family can go with you. Be grateful. Because there will come a time in your life when you have a situation where you can't ask for help from people like that, but from God. And when you call on Him, be ready for an answer. And check this. You may not like the answer. But sometimes God's answer is not what we want to hear, but need to hear. So whatever you do in your life, whether it's ministry, work, school, whatever, you give God the praise for what He is doing now, because He can deliver you, and He will deliver you in His own way, in His own time. So just call on Him right now. Amen.
In the name of the Lord. Cause it's over.